morning, depending on where you are in the world, I guess.
Yes.
Good evening to New York and the tri-state area here on WABC.
Let's not forget my neighbors in New Jersey.
Of course. They're included in the tri-state, no?
Well, but you said New York. I
New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and everyone else who can hear us.
Idaho.
And, of course, Idaho. We can't forget Idaho. We are Thump Local. We are
untangling
the web
of
digital
marketing
and
other cool stuff.
And other cool stuffs we have for you tonight.
Optimization, relevance, development.
Augmentation.
Best practices.
We've been having a debate.
Yes.
About the word optimization or optimizing. I got a guy optimizing my website. Or I'm doing SEO, and optimization is one word that fits a lot of things. So rather than spend a lot of time on this today, Andrew, we're just going to leave it like optimization.
Guys, are we trying to optimize the word optimization? Is that what's happening here? We're trying to make
optimize,
it better.
Optimize, Andrew believes it's been overused.
Absolutely.
Maybe we should use it a few more times.
In fact, if you ask your clients, most of your clients or most people out there today
don't even
have a clue as to what you're talking about when you say optimization of your website. So you really need to break it down, show them exactly what you're doing for their online presence. And when you combine all of those things together, the end result will be a higher quality score, which will result in a higher page rank, which will result in higher conversions. But so, you need to break that down and show the person or the client exactly how that is going to be fulfilled.
To make it worse, though, not that they're confused, I think that there's a lot of digital marketing companies and salespeople that will throw around that word optimization really to purposely confuse. Like, you know, it's optimization. It's just it covers everything and sometimes nothing. So
it's like tumbleweed.
It's like a tumbleweed. If you listen to the last show, you know how we like to say tumbleweed around here. But yeah, I think it's a word that, yes, that is in fact a lot of times what we are doing. But you don't want to just blanket optimize or we're doing optimization. You want to really know exactly, let's drill it down. What are we doing to optimize?
It's not really also, I'm not just, you don't want to just optimize your website. You're trying to optimize or make relevant as best as possible your name and your brand online. So it's listings, it's your GMB, it's your social media, it's your website. It's all these different things. It's not,
absolutely,
it's not just the website.
Yeah, we all have clients that have told us, well, my site's optimized, or I have this guy that's optimizing my site.
You mean we all here, not the people listening to us. We.
That's right.
Okay. Maybe
myself,
some people listening.
Myself, Mr. Wilpon, Mr. Bliss, all of our account managers out there. But the truth is, they cannot explain exactly what type of work is being done on their behalf. They could be getting a report from Google Analytics that show bounce rates and queries, but you're going to get that report no matter what. If you do nothing, you'll get that report, and it'll show you activity. And if you do work, it'll show activity. So we have found, and this is the, I guess, the dark area of digital marketing, is that if you're not exactly sure what your current provider is doing for you, you need to get an audit, and you need to explain to that person or a customer or agency that you're dealing with, hey, what are you doing for my optimization services? And let them show you. And if they can't show you, then they're taking your money.
Optimization, boil it down, it means labor. It's
mm-hmm.
it's somebody grinding it out, working on your behalf, creating good content, setting up proper links to that content within the articles, diagnosing your article to make sure that it has the proper keywords and structure that's going to help you with the search engine. It's just essentially taking a lot of actions on your behalf. We've actually had clients that were paying for search engine optimization, and when they asked specifically, because they're paying for labor again, what are you doing for me each month? And the company had the gall to say, well, that's our secret sauce. Mm-hmm. We can't tell you what we're doing because then everybody would know. So I'm paying for you to do work, but you can't even let me know what it is that you're doing. And to me, that was the beginning of the end. That's just outrageous. And he's now with Thump Local, and he's a happy client. And the story, I think, had a happy ending. But I'm paying you for work, and you can't tell me. It's too secret to tell me what it is that you're doing for me. That kind of sounds like What does it sound like? A radio-friendly term.
It's a cover-up. Collusion.
Oh, my God. It's getting crazy now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I was going to say BS, but
yeah, it's like that.
We're not allowed to say that.
Definitely is smoke and mirrors, and we have found often that that's the case out there. And we do recommend lots of Google AdWords, because Google AdWords is something that is tangible, that it's got a lot of intent on it. But as we are experts in Google AdWords campaigns, and we get our clients lots of lookups and phone calls and lots of business, we do know how important good optimization practices are. Most important thing in Google's eyes is fresh content. They want fresh content to be out there front and center, because most sites are built and they're not touched for many, many years, and it just sits out there. So what happens when you write a fresh content in your industry, it gets timestamped on Google's search engines. And so what happens is you'll write an article, it'll get indexed, it'll get timestamped, and it'll indicate to Google that, hey, there's some activity going on with this particular website. It's more relevant. And over time, when you're consistent with good, fresh content, and we can write these articles about your industry, best practices about your industry, it's going to have a major effect on your quality score online.
And before you even publish that article, you can put it through a diagnostic, run it through a tester, and see if it actually is going to be helpful for the keywords that you're trying to optimize your business for. And you can get suggestions and then make those edits and revisions and help your cause by doing that. You can also publish your article on other blogging sites that are good, credible type of sites, and do what's called guest blogging and have your article be published and then link back to your website, essentially pointing to you as the people who came up with this, making you a more relevant authority out there. Mm-hmm. Right.
And just to give you an idea, make sure that you're focusing on a good keyword and a good topic, which is unique, which the search engines are going to index, and you'll pop up. Just to give you an example, I think a few weeks ago, we have one of our attorneys, Weinstein,
Chase
Messinger, and Peters. And, you know, we're in the summer. It's August.
The guys.
And
guys.
There's been a lot of drowning, unfortunately. A lot of accidents out there. And, you know, it just takes a second for, God forbid, for a child to slip into a pool and or other accidents. And, you know, there are certain things
like
that
she's got her finger on the, you know, buzzer.
Yes, I need to be mindful of that. But we wrote an article about drowning accidents, how to prevent it, what to do if there is an accident at the pool, and we put that up on WCMPlaw.com's website. And that's a great article. That's relevant today. People are reading that article. Mm-hmm. And those are the type of articles and fresh content that we write here. About the season, the month, your industry. We focus on those keywords. We research the competition, and we'll always write the best content because we have amazing fresh content writers out there as we speak. So give us a
graphics. Another thing. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing in optimization land, is essentially creating like an illustration, like a diagram, mm-hmm. that sums up your whole idea of your article in an infographic, and those actually help you to become more relevant. And then, of course, YouTube videos. YouTube's one of the most relevant, I guess, you know. Well, search engines, hit me. Darn it. But so, yeah, we are doing a lot of great things and a lot of work. But one thing that we're keeping our eyes on is reporting all of the things that we're doing and showing you exactly what we're doing. Because we can't guarantee the results that it will have on the search engine because we don't own the search engine. And nobody out there can guarantee you what's going to happen, including us. But we can show you the work that we're doing. That's what you're paying for. The results are a little bit out of our control.
Yeah, and once a article is published, it lives on forever. So if you publish two or three blogs a month, that's 24, 36 new pages of fresh content.
Good thing the RH factor is, and you keep saying blogs. I just hear them just cringing out.
Yes. But that's 36, 40, however many you want to publish that will live on forever. And over time, you will get inquiries and you will become the expert in that field. And obviously, what we're looking to do here at Thump Local is give you an edge against your competitors.
And not to mention, somebody can stumble on that article 2 years from now and wind up being the best client that you've ever had. So not only does it help you become relevant and an authority and help you organically, but you just never know who's going to be reading that article at some point.
Absolutely.
So keep that in mind. Also keep in mind High Bar Shirt Company, creators and makers and manufacturers of amazing men's customized shirts right here in the USA, located in Newark, New Jersey. High Bar Shirt is having a video contest. There's a couple weeks left to get those videos in. Doesn't have to be anything fancy. Come up with a cool concept. Do the shoot. Do the edit. Get it in by August 31st. Go to High Bar Shirt Co. on Facebook for all the details. But they're giving away $1,000 in prizes. I think $500 for first, $300 for second, and $200 for third. And it's a great opportunity. So check them out, High Bar Shirt Co. on Facebook. Get into that video contest. If you're not good at making videos, but you know somebody who is, tell them about it. High Bar Shirt Co. Check them out. Facebook video contest. We do have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
And we just wanted to mention our friends over at High Bar Shirt, located in Newark, New Jersey. High Bar Shirt Company is one of the oldest shirt manufacturers in America. Listen, the RH Factor wears their shirts, so hey, with their dedication to quality, craftsmanship, and detail, your shopping experience will be easy, fun, and affordable. Go to highbarshirt.com today and customize your shirt. All Platinum Pest Control has been serving New York and New Jersey residential and commercial clients happily for over 20 years. Now, their uniformed technicians are highly trained and are fully licensed and insured. With prompt, reliable, and personal service, they become New York's premier pest control service. Now, with a customer service guarantee, you can't go wrong. We won't rest until we get rid of your pest. Don't wait. Call now. 718-710-9982 or visit them at allplatinumpestcontrol.com. That's 718-710-9982 or visit them at allplatinumpestcontrol.com. You'll be glad you did.
If you're a business owner in charge of your company's digital marketing, finding the right company to trust with your digital advertising dollars can be challenging. Not with Thump Local. Thump Local is a rapidly growing digital marketing agency. They're so confident in their work, instead of driving you directly to their website, they want you to check out their reviews for yourself. Google Thump Local. That's T-H-U-M-P Local. Call 516-796-0009 or just send an email to radio@thumplocal.com to set up a free consultation.
And we're back. Hello, everybody. We did want to just talk about a couple things, and then we are very excited. We are going to have Noah Wilpon back in studio to give us the perspective from the young people out there. He's going to represent the young people out there tonight. But I did want to get into – well, before I do that, WCMPlaw.com. We mentioned them earlier, Weinstein, Chase, Messinger, and Peters. They've been doing accidents, injury cases for a long time. Over $500 million in recoveries for their clients. That pretty much tells you everything you need to know. But please reach out to them, WCMPlaw.com. Check out their site. Check out their reviews, Weinstein, Chase, Messinger, and Peters. You can actually call them if you think you might have a case, and you can actually speak to an attorney that has a lot of experience that will take the time with you, walk you through everything that you need to know, and tell you what your chances are in terms of if you have a case or not. So reach out to them, 718-304-0550, Weinstein, Chase, Messinger, and Peters, WCMPlaw.com. Okay, so now I did want to just go into what happened. We've been doing the historically what happened. And tonight, of course, is August 12th. So let's find out what happened.
Hey, what happened?
So what happened on August 12th, 1981? This is a big one for us.
August 12th, 1981. Oh, I know what happened.
What?
Oh my God! I think
the buzzer was invented.
The PC was invented.
Yay! You got it.
It wasn't invented. It was IBM.
It was released. The IBM personal computer was released, and it looked like a little shoebox looking thing.
And it changed our world
with a screen and
just like social media has changed our world. Now it's changed our world. I will say, a few years prior to that. In 19-whatever, my brother Dave was born. Dave, happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Dave.
Happy birthday, Uncle Dave.
There you go. David Wilpon, Essebagel, First Avenue, 18th Street. Just plug. Sorry.
Absolutely.
It's a birthday present.
You got to buy some extra bagels. It's his birthday. Essebagel, very nice. They are amazing. I've had them. So, yes, the IBM personal computer is released August 12th, 1981, and so it begins. Out there.
Very interesting. 1981. Wow. Ronald Reagan was president, huh?
Yeah, yes. You think about that, really isn't a long
Not
time.
Not a long time ago at all.
But in terms of technology, major, major advances. Craziness.
Absolutely.
And we have really advanced computers in our back pockets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, was the first one? It was Compaq, I think, was the original, right? Compaq? Was Candy or whatever?
Well, this was the IBM personal computer.
No, I know, but Compaq came out. The Commodore, Tandy. It was all Radio Shack kind of started the whole.
Was that a little bit later when it started becoming more
mainstream? No, I think that was just before the IBM PC came out.
I mean, it's a little bit before my time, so I got to take your word on it.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
And prior to that, I know because I spent a number of years in Hawaii, and my dad had these computers, and a 16K computer was basically the size of your refrigerator and needed air conditioning and its own separate room. Yeah, and then we had reel-to-reel magnetic tapes on it. That's a long time
ago. You couldn't have guests over because you got a new computer that's staying in the guest room.
It didn't do much of anything because if you remember, you don't remember, but the first Apple computer was called the Apple Lisa.
It's
about $15,000.
That's the name of his daughter.
Yeah, it did nothing.
I do remember floppy disks.
It did nothing.
Way back when I was learning on computers. Yeah. That don't really exist anymore.
The other day I was watching an old 1980s movie with my son. I think it was Summer Rental with John Candy.
Oh, man, it's great.
1985. And I'm just looking at the cars, and I'm looking at the headphones, the radio headphones that the daughter's wearing.
Right?
And I'm saying to myself, oh, my gosh, look at where we've come in 30-something years. And it's like yesterday. I remember when that movie came out. So things are changing quickly here.
They certainly are. Yeah, John Candy was great. So we did want to jump into getting the perspective, I think, of the young Noah Wilpon, who we're delighted to have in studio back. He was on our show last week. He did such a great job. We invited him back again this week.
Thanks, everyone.
Welcome, Noah. So you had some questions for Noah, Andrew, I believe?
Yes. Noah is giving us a great perspective on a young person. By the way, Noah is 20 years old, and he goes to college. And I wanted to ask him his searching habits. So one thing he was discussing last show was what's important to him. He wants to go and see results on top of the first page. He wanted to have lots of images, hours, and you said reviews as well. So I wanted to ask you about the reviews because we at our company, Thump Local, know how crucial it is to have consistent, good, verified reviews for our clients. So walk me through the process of when you are reading a review. Now, I think last time you said that if it's a five-star always, you think it's a little fishy.
Yeah.
And if it's under maybe four, like if it's three or two stars or one star, you're probably going to walk away from it.
Yeah, three or less.
Three or less. So let me ask you a question, because this is important, because a lot of our clients, they have this program with us. If you have a really good experience at a restaurant or at a facility, a hotel, any type of service, and if the person that is performing that service for you asks you to leave a review, would you leave a review? Now, you're 20 years old, you know.
Do they ask him and send him a link or just ask him?
Well, if they ask you, but they don't send you a link and you have to do it yourself, are you going to leave that review?
Well, it depends how my experience was, I guess. If it was a great experience, then yeah, maybe. It also depends on a lot of things, too. You could have some sort of personal connection to the employee that's asking you or the owner of the restaurant or business. You could be a regular customer. And, you know, it depends. If it's my first time in a restaurant and I enjoy it, whatever, it was an average experience and some employee asked me to write a review without sending a link, I'm probably not going to because I have no connection to the place yet. But if it's somewhere I've been going for, you know, years, months now, and I feel like I, you know, owe them something back, you know, for their business and their service to me, then yeah, I'd probably write the review.
So what we do at Thump Local, and I appreciate you answering that, is that we make it really easy for the owner of a business to get that review and make it easy for you to write that review by sending you a recommendation link. So basically how that works is we would send you out a link and say, would you recommend us?
A review request.
Review request. This is our... This is actually my favorite solution for our clients.
The link is big. Most people aren't just going to, you know, leave a restaurant and, let's go Facebook,
seek
Google, you know. They're not going to, like, search for all these, you know, outlets to go write a review on. But if you get a text or email or whatever, something you can't avoid, and it's just a click away, you just pointer finger on the screen.
Right.
Reviewstars.com.
Reviewstars.com.
And for all the people that are listening right now, this is a 20-year-old educated college student, and this is his perspective. And whether you're 20 or you're 50, you know, having Review Stars as a program in your business is absolutely going to help your overall, not only quality score on Google, but it's going to help you acquire more business and have a better look online. So give us a call so we can help you get more verified reviews, because we all, listen, I have, as you know, I have a young family. I have 7-year-old twins. I just moved a few months ago, and obviously we have to buy a lot of stuff for the house and fix a lot of stuff for the house. And all my wife does is read the reviews. So I will tell everyone to give us a call here at Thump Local. What's the number, Mr. Bliss?
516-796-0009. Is that okay, Ron? Or should we? It's okay. You're going to let it go? It's good? Or is it 516-796-0009?
0009er.
Oh, 0009er.
There you go.
That's right. I knew I had it wrong.
But we certainly can help you right away getting good reviews and feedback. And it could be feedback that you need to hear, good, bad, or indifferent, but we'll actually get it efficiently to the end user. So
most happy consumers, they're not that motivated to leave you a review. But if you ask them politely and you make it very easy for them, I think, which is kind of what we're hearing right here, then they'll say, okay, I'll do it. But those two things probably have to happen for most people.
So let me tell you the most effective way to get those reviews. If you're a business owner, if you're a business owner, and I'm going to give you a client that I have, he does fence installations, and every time they do a fence, the back office calls first. They call to make sure that they're happy with the fence. And after they tell the business owner, I'm very happy with the fence, or whatever they're going to say, she then says, do you mind if I send you out a link and you can write us some feedback? And literally, she tells me the success rate of that process is 8 out of 10 times. So if you have this program and you follow up with a personal call after the work is done and then you send that link, I will tell you right now, your reviews will just climb right away.
ReviewStars.com. That's our online review generation and reputation management department within Thump Local.
Mm-hmm.
It's called ReviewStars, and you can find out more at ReviewStars.com. So we are actually coming down the stretch, but anything else we wanted to add in about reviews? We have about a minute left. Noah, final thoughts?
I was
going to
say that the thing with the link, too, is that if you're a customer, you're a happy customer, and you get a link to write a review, to you, the customer, if I got a link to write a review, for me, I'd feel like that business or restaurant or company cares about their image asking you. And they're confident, too, because they wouldn't ask customers just to write reviews that they weren't confident enjoyed their service or product. So that's a big one with the link, too.
There's a psychology behind it.
Yeah.
And by the way, the great thing about our program is that whether you get a review on Google or any other platform, we will auto-post those reviews on your Facebook feed, your page.
Circulate them.
So just wanted to end the show on a high note. Noah, thank you so much for your perspective.
Absolutely. Great job, Noah.
All right, and we'll see everybody next week.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.